You'll hear an interview with Elizabeth Holmes about her experience working in Africa. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part 2.
Visitors to the small Devon village of Wimpole might be forgiven for looking twice as they pass the garden of Elizabeth Holmes. In the middle of the garden, there stands a traditional African hut, a reminder of the 2 years Elizabeth spent in Africa as a volunteer. Elizabeth, what persuaded you to leave your secure job in a travel agent's and go to Africa?
Well, I'd been feeling restless for ages. I wanted to see the real world, not just tourist places. Then I was at the dentist one day, waiting to go in, and I'd read all the magazines in the waiting room, so I started looking at a poster. It was all about volunteers working in Africa.
And it interested you?
Yes. I took down the name and address and applied. I had an interview locally and did some aptitude tests. Then just before I left for Africa, there was a training weekend in London which they call Changes, and which gives you some idea of what you're letting yourself in for.
What particular skills could you offer?
I had a degree in economics and I'd done some teaching at one time. What they wanted to send me to Africa to do was to train local farmers in the marketing of their produce. I flew out with 15 other volunteers, all going to do different things like nursing, teaching and so on. When we got there, we were supposed to have a 4-week course at a training centre learning something about the local culture and the basics of the language, you know, greetings and things like that. Anyway, there was a problem, and it only lasted 3 weeks in the end. Not enough, really.
Did it take a long time to get used to your new lifestyle?
I found it quite difficult for the first few weeks. But after that, I settled in very well. My area covered 1,200 square kilometres, and I had a truck for long-distance travel, but for more local trips, I rode a motorbike.
How did you get on with the local people?
Very well. The men were very polite, but they tended to keep their distance, unlike the women who were always inviting me to meals. They showed me how they wove and dyed material to make clothes for themselves and their children. I used to get magazines sent from England, and we'd spend ages looking at them.
I expect you found it very different when you returned to England.
Yes, I certainly did. After 2 years of living very simply, I found the supermarkets especially overwhelming. Just the enormous choice of food. Also, the traffic disturbed me. I had to move from my flat in the city to a small cottage in the country just to get some of the peace and quiet I'd become accustomed to in Africa.
And what are you working on at the moment?
Well, I didn't want to just go back to working in someone else's office, so I set up my own business, which I run from home. I deal in African furniture. I bought some small pieces back with me as souvenirs, and everyone loved them in Britain. However, I'm still in touch with the organisation that sent me to Africa as a volunteer. I organise events to raise funds and give talks about my experience to encourage other people to go.
Has the experience in Africa changed you at all?
Oh, yes, in many ways. I used to spend all my time working, but now I make sure I have more time for gardening, my favourite hobby.
Well, I'd like to thank Elizabeth for coming into the studio today. If you're interested in having...
Now you'll hear part 2 again.
Visitors to the small Devon village of Wimpole might be forgiven for looking twice as they pass the garden of Elizabeth Holmes. In the middle of the garden, there stands a traditional African hut, a reminder of the 2 years Elizabeth spent in Africa as a volunteer. Elizabeth, what persuaded you to leave your secure job in a travel agent's and go to Africa?
Well, I'd been feeling restless for ages. I wanted to see the real world, not just tourist places. Then I was at the dentist one day, waiting to go in, and I'd read all the magazines in the waiting room, so I started looking at a poster. It was all about volunteers working in Africa.
And it interested you?
Yes. I took down the name and address and applied. I had an interview locally and did some aptitude tests. Then just before I left for Africa, there was a training weekend in London which they call Changes, and which gives you some idea of what you're letting yourself in for.
What particular skills could you offer?
I had a degree in economics, and I'd done some teaching at one time. What they wanted to send me to Africa to do was to train local farmers in the marketing of their produce. I flew out with 15 other volunteers, all going to do different things like nursing, teaching and so on. When we got there, we were supposed to have a 4-week course at a training centre, learning something about the local culture and the basics of the language, you know, greetings and things like that. Anyway, there was a problem, and it only lasted 3 weeks in the end. Not enough, really.
Did it take a long time to get used to your new lifestyle?
I found it quite difficult for the first few weeks. But after that, I settled in very well. My area covered 1,200 square kilometres, and I had a truck for long-distance travel, but for more local trips, I rode a motorbike.
How did you get on with the local people?
Very well. The men were very polite, but they tended to keep their distance, unlike the women who were always inviting me to meals. They showed me how they wove and dyed material to make clothes for themselves and their children. I used to get magazines sent from England, and we'd spend ages looking at them.
I expect you found it very different when you returned to England.
Yes, I certainly did. After 2 years of living very simply, I found the supermarkets especially overwhelming. Just the enormous choice of food. Also, the traffic disturbed me. I had to move from my flat in the city to a small cottage in the country just to get some of the peace and quiet I'd become accustomed to in Africa.
And what are you working on at the moment?
Well, I didn't want to just go back to working in someone else's office, so I set up my own business, which I run from home. I deal in African furniture. I bought some small pieces back with me as souvenirs, and everyone loved them in Britain. However, I'm still in touch with the organisation that sent me to Africa as a volunteer. I organise events to raise funds and give talks about my experience to encourage other people to go.
Has the experience in Africa changed you at all?
Oh, yes, in many ways. I used to spend all my time working, but now I make sure I have more time for gardening, my favourite hobby.
Well, I'd like to thank Elizabeth for coming into the studio today. If you're interested in having your own...
That's the end of part 2.